Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Hi, Sashir.
What did you slam?
You just pure protein, complete protein shake in strawberry milkshake.
Oh my goodness. So much protein.
I don't get enough protein, so I started drinking protein shakes.
Smart. Very smart.
I've learned I don't get enough of a lot of stuff.
Okay. All right. Is this like food specific or is this something else you're referring to?
I'm talking about love, affection, protein. No, I'm kidding. just protein.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. My doctor was like, get more protein, baby. She didn't say baby. She has no bedside manner. She was just like, eat more, consume more protein. Goodbye.
If she did say baby, I think that would also be bad bedside manner.
I would love it. I would love it so much. She's like, get more protein, babe.
Get it, baby.
Baby, you got to get your nutrients in. Yes.
Yes, you got to.
How are you today?
I'm good. Actually, baby reminded me of this Twitter thread that I saw. I can't remember if we talked about it or not, where a woman was talking about her friend who had an IUD.
Mm-hmm.
And then, wait, is that it? No. Her friend's husband got a vasectomy.
Mm-hmm.
And then the friend got pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And was like, how did this happen? And so the person who tweeted was like, what thoughts? what do you think happened? And then wrote, update, he didn't go to the follow-up appointment. He just didn't get it. And like, I feel like a punishment is needed in that kind of regard, right?
Yeah, take his dick, cut his dick off. You can't be doing that.
Yeah,
you absolutely can't say I got a vasectomy, not get the vasectomy, and then start shooting up the club.
Truly,
you can't do that. That's wild. I sent you this on Instagram. It was a woman who was like, I was adopted. Here's my backstory. My mom was married to a white man, had an affair with a black man. The white man forgave her, but they wanted to cover up her pregnancy. So they told their friends and family that she was pregnant. And then when the baby came, she told all her friends and family that the baby died. And in the meantime, she went to this like support group, I guess, of other women who have cheated and are having babies. I don't know what kind of support group that is. But so then the people went to the support group and they were like, I want to adopt a baby. So then she gave the couple in the support group the baby.
Oh, I mean, that's kind of handy.
Isn't that the wild?
Automatic couple that wants your baby. But that is wild. To tell everyone that your baby died.
Right? Isn't that grim?
Very grim. And now you have to fake mourn a real baby.
Yeah, and that's nuts. You can't do that.
Yeah. I saw a different tweet because we stay on the internet. And this woman.
All we do is be on the internet.
And this woman is a wedding planner.
And she was telling a story about how she was planning a wedding for this couple. And then the day before the wedding, during like the day of the rehearsal dinner, the groom called the wedding planner and was like, hey, don't freak out. We're at the hospital. Everyone's fine. And the wedding planner was like, okay, what happened? And he's like, so the bride had a baby. And the wedding planner's like, okay, weird that you guys didn't tell me she was pregnant. He was like, we didn't know. We didn't know she was pregnant. She just had a baby. Yeah, it was like one of those like bathroom stories where she like went to the bathroom and then out came a baby.
Shit out a baby.
Yes.
Oh.
And apparently she was 42 weeks pregnant, so she was overdue. And she was like, I was still getting my period. I had an IUD and like truly felt no symptoms of a pregnancy leading up to this. And she only gained 8 pounds. And she was like, I thought it was wedding stress. Turned out it was a baby.
Oh, my word. How wild.
Yeah.
I would be livid if I was secret pregnant and shout out a baby.
I know. Because you're not even prepared for it.
No. I didn't buy a bassinet.
No.
I don't have any suits for Deuteronomy. I don't have anything.
We need to stock up on suits. Stat.
I gotta get white suits for Deuteronomy. Remember, we went to this wild thrift store a little bit ago, and they had white suits. And you turned around, and you're like, for Deuteronomy.
You're like, yes, a million of those for Deuteronomy.
Please, I mean, it's the only choice to dress up a baby in a suit.
You must. It is funny.
It's so funny. Again, we stay on the internet. I didn't send this to you, but there was this woman who was like 90 pounds soaking wet. And it was one of those TikToks where it like said the words and she's dancing. She was like, I thought since I only gained 6 pounds during my pregnancy, I'd have a tiny baby. And then she brings out the baby and the baby is like half her fucking size.
Oh,
it
no.
is wild.
Oh, no.
It's upsetting. Imagine upsetting. Lugging around something that's half your size and you can't just... Leave it. You got to bring it with you. Hold on. I know her TikTok. I'm going to tell you what her fucking TikTok is. It's sick. And then a bunch of people, I guess, were telling her that her baby was too big because she was like, you're body shaming a 1-year-old. And I was like, yup, I sure am. Because it's too big. Okay, hold on. Let me find this huge baby. Okay, it's that mom, Kayla, on TikTok. Look at this gigantic child.
That's a 1-year-old?
Yes.
That looks like a 4-year-old or
it's
older.
It's such a big baby. But then it's like, I don't know what the dad looks like. The dad has to be like a basketball player or part of the Amazon kingdom, right? Those are them big bitches?
Yes. Yeah. Amazonian.
Isn't Wonder Woman an Amazon?
I think so. Or something like, or like, it's like some sort of, you know, fake society of gladiator type women or something like that.
They should have gotten a bigger girl. Gal Gadot is not Amazonian. Dare I say, regular.
Who is a big girl who could have done it?
I would have gone through the WWE and see what was up there.
Okay.
Found me a lady rock, a pebble.
Jordan sent Wonder Woman's origin story is from the golden to bronze age, relates that she was sculpted from clay by her mother Queen Hippolyta and was given a life as an Amazon along with superhuman powers as gifts by the Greek gods. Okay,
her mom is Hippolyta. That's a big bitch. She's a hippo.
Hippo is in there.
Let's see some big bitches stomping around.
I feel like back in the day, not that I ever paid attention to like wrestling, but I do remember there was one woman, I think her name was Chyna or something, who was like massive, like muscles galore, like truly as big as the men and kicking ass all the time.
She has since passed away.
I think I did know that. I think I remember that. Oh, yeah.
There's pictures. There's
Chyna with a Y. Ninth one
China
in the world.
With a Y. Who's a current? There's there's like a, maybe The Rock has a kid in the WWE. Let's look at big lady WWEers.
Eers. Hulk Hogan has a daughter. Brooke?
Brooke Hogan. She's probably big. Mm-hmm. Wait, these ladies don't seem as big as I want them to be.
I know. I think everyone like got smaller because they want women to be smaller. They want to shrink us.
I don't want that.
I mean, they still look buff as hell, but not like
I want China big. Buff. I want a big, big, big one.
big one.
Yeah, that's how I'm going to describe it and leave it at that. I want a big one.
Charlotte?
Give me like 6'4". Ric Flair's daughter?
Oh, Charlotte Flair. She does look really tall.
She does look huge. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's give me cool. Some broad shoulders, muscles. Maybe I'll start training to be a WWE superstar.
I would really love it. That'd be very cool.
Well, I've already got the protein.
Just ask John Cena to use his connections to get you in there.
John, let me be a WWE superstar, please.
He would be happy to help you with your journey.
What a wild phone call that would be. He'd be like, what? Oh, look at this cutie.
Bianca Belair. She's cute.
She's pretty.
Mm-hmm. They're super
again,
long braid.
I'm looking for bigger.
Bigger.
That belt looks like a watch on her.
Mm-hmm. It really does.
Yeah, big women. Thank you, Judith. Ooh, Karma.
Oh, Karma looks
tough. I like her. She looks tough.
Yeah.
Ooh, wait. Oh, yeah, Nia Jax. She was a big girl.
Okay.
I think she has left the WWE.
Mm-hmm.
Doudrop?
Doudrop? Nice. Hmm.
Do I need to get into wrestling?
I mean, that'd be a fun journey for you. A fun side journey for you.
I just become a wrestler. I feel like Ron Funches was wrestling at one point.
Maybe. I know he's like a huge wrestling fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys, Ron, how to get in there too?
I mean, wrestling is just fun. For a hot second in high school, I was into wrestling. And I would watch matches on the phone with my friend. And they would have to explain everything to me because I was just like, I don't get who's the bad guy. I don't get this.
Yeah.
But it is theater. It is like.
Oh, yeah.
Fun.
It's like a soap opera. It's like, whole decades long storylines and then nemesis and alliances.
And catchphrases. Can you smell what The Rock is cooking? Did we ever figure out what he was cooking?
Wow. He never told us what he was cooking.
Wait, can you Google what was The Rock cooking?
Wait, what was The Rock cooking? And I think the issue is that we never did smell it.
No, because we were at a wrestling match. So I'm like, did you bring it in Tupperware? And if so, we don't know because there's a lid on it.
Or were you cooking backstage?
This article, it's pancakes.
Pancakes?
He was making pancakes the whole time?
This is a GQ article, by the way.
That's really funny. Yeah.
What? If I went to someone's house and they're like, do you smell what I'm cooking? And I'm like, yes. And it smelled delicious. And it was fucking pancakes. I would lose my shit. I would be like, that's it? Pancakes? There's no bacon. There's no eggs. There's nothing.
I mean, I do love a good pancake.
How many bad pancakes have you had?
I have had bad pancakes before. Sometimes they're burnt, too crispy.
I make the best pancakes because I what? Deep fry them.
What?
Exactly.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. I'm a professional fat, okay? I have figured out ways to make things even fatter. So you take the pan, you know how you put like vegetable oil in. See, mine don't look like that. No. So you put vegetable oil in the pan. You put extra vegetable oil in it. Tilt it to the side. Pour the mix in so the pancake is not fully covered in the oil. just the bottom part. And then you flip it and then it gets so crispy on the outside and it's so fucking good. Oh my God. I discovered it when I was little. And my mom was like, here, you can try making a pancake by yourself. And I said, bet I'll make them worse for myself.
I want to try those pancakes.
I'll make them for you. They're really fucking good.
They sound delicious. Mm. Okay, Judith, this is mean. You're just showing us like delicious looking pastries right now. And I can't have them.
Looks so good. I'll take it now.
I guess I do love a pancake. They are delish.
They are delish. And sometimes that's all I need. Sometimes I don't need like the other stuff too.
I went to the Delta Lounge and where was I? I was in Minneapolis and Delta, I have a bone to pick with you. This lounge was subpar. There wasn't as many treats to choose from. Here was the choices I had. Mm-hmm. I had sausage, no vegan option from my brethren who don't eat the swine. There was scrambled eggs and then there was a cheddar omelet. And I was like, this is double. I mean, one is cheesy, one is not. But like, why not have some vegetables in the scrambies for my, you know, vegan brethren and people who are just trying to get some more colors and veggies inside themselves. And that was it, Sashir.
that was
fucking it. I mean, they had bagels and maybe a muffin or two. But I said, what? It was like half a table worth of stuff. And I said, Delta, we got to feed the people. What are we doing? I was so upset.
I love you grabbing your glasses while you're saying this too. I was like, what? Delta, come on. What are you doing to me?
I was so mad. And then in the bathroom, there was just hand wash, no lotion. I said, I'm in the Midwest. It's cold. I get ashy. Then I go outside the bathroom. There was a bottle of lotion to be shared between the bathrooms. Disgusting. I said, what is this, Delta? Yeah. Mm-mm. We deserve our own in this one. Ed, what's going on in Minneapolis?
I blame Tom Brady.
I blame Tom Brady, too. He got into my man's ear. Let me talk to you, Ed.
Tom's out here making too many changes.
Too many changes. And then I went to Salt Lake City. I think that's a Delta hub. It's a huge airport. Have you been to the Salt Lake City airport?
Not that I can recall.
Very large and in charge.
Yeah?
It's big. It's nice.
Is it easy to navigate?
Yeah, but it's really big. But I didn't get a chance to visit the lounge because I only had a 30-minute lounge.
Listen, my goodness.
I tried to do something fun and it went a little too fun.
It got wacky.
Oh, Lord.
Lord.
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it, and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora. Be love.
I don't wear makeup often, but when I do, I want to make sure I can use products that work for my skin and look good for my skin color. And so that's why I like Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Their Brilliant Eye Brightener can be used as highlighter eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless. It comes in 16 buildable shades to choose from and play with. Their easy-to-use Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look. It holds like wax and blends like a powder. I love the waterproof eyebrow liner because most of the time I just do my eyebrows and walk out the door. I like having a nice little like finished look. It looks like I tried, but I really didn't. I don't need multiple things. I don't need a brush and then a separate liner and then a separate color and blah, blah, blah. It's all one thing and it's great. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bestfriends. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bestfriends for 10% off your first order. Why not grocery shop from the comfort of your couch? With Thrive Market, the no junk food healthy grocery store, you can. Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. Whether you're looking for organic kids snacks, low sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. Use their on-site filters to curate your own shopping experience to make simpler, healthier swaps. Thrive Market is great for my lifestyle right now because I don't like leaving my house. I love things being delivered to me. I love when it's specific for the things that I need, especially my dietary restrictions. I love snacking on chips, and I'm so glad that they have grain-free tortilla chips because they're gluten-free and they're healthy and good for you. Non-GMO, grain-free. It's perfect for what I need. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bestfriends for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bestfriends. thrivemarket.com/bestfriends.
Do you want to do a quiz?
I would love to do a little quizzy poo.
Let's do it.
Ooh, eat at a buffet and reveal which Disney family you belong to. I think I'm hungry.
I like that. And I also think I'm hungry.
Let's see. Buy some pastries, and I'll tell you which 2023 heartthrob is your soulmate. Make a meal. I'll tell you what element you are. What are you feeling like, Sashir?
I like the buffet.
Yeah, let's go to. I've been trying to get you to a buffet for a minute now, and you like won't go to a buffet with me.
It's just like the hygienic aspect of it or lack thereof, just like the idea of these open like vats of food that people can stand mm-hmm. in front of and like breathe over and like put their hands on top of. I'm just like not jazzed about that post COVID. So yeah,
what if I light a candle beforehand for our health and you know, put some vibes out in the air that we're not going to get sick from the buffet. Also, okay. Germs do not live on food. That's a thing we learned during COVID.
I don't know if I learned that. Germs don't live on food.
No.
But like, what about salmonella or...
Oh, yeah, salmonella, that could happen. But they have to keep the food at a certain temperature at a buffet. So that keeps you from not getting sick.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you lying to me?
No, I'm not lying to you.
It's just the way you're saying it really feels like you're making this up.
Can germs spread to food underneath?
Usually germs are transmitted from unclean hands to food by an infected food preparer who didn't wash his or her hands after using the toilet. Ew.
So that's the only thing you got to worry about.
Oh, good.
And you know, all those restaurants they have in the bathroom, if you work here, you got to wash your hands. So we're safe.
Yeah, everyone reads those signs.
But I promise you, like if someone sneezes on food, all that goes away.
But I kind of still don't want to eat it after someone sneezed on it.
How do you know they didn't sneeze on it in the kitchen before they bring it out to you on a plate at a non-buffet?
You know, I don't know that. But I guess it just feels better because there's less contact with humans before it gets to my table. Whereas at a buffet, hundreds of people could have encountered that food before I got there. you know?
We're not going to like a poppin' buffet where there's hundreds of people there. We're going to go at a nice time where the food comes out fresh and we're going to eat before everybody.
Before we're going to go right as it opens.
Let me just curate this.
Okay.
I will figure out a restaurant. I'll go beforehand and I will figure out what time they put all the new food out. And that's when we're going to go.
Okay. I will let you curate.
Oh my God. Imagine you get sick after that. I'll lose my mind. I'll be like, I'll never trust you again. I can't be responsible for this. We're not going. I can't be held responsible. In the off chance that you do get sick or something, I'll never fucking hear the end of it. And then buffets will be ruined for me. And it's just a thing I want to experience with a friend. I want to take my friend to a Golden Corral, okay? Or a Chinese buffet, okay? That's all I fucking want.
Okay, we can go. And if I get sick, I won't say anything, but you'll know. Just know. That's what it was, but I won't say anything. But just know.
All right, I can take that. Okay, eat at a buffet and reveal which Disney family you belong in.
Let's start with drinks. What are you choosing?
Lemonade.
Soda.
Wait, can you go up? Can I see that soda? What kind of sodas are those? Those are not American.
They do look like from different countries.
That's fun. I want to try the one that's next to the Sprite. What's that? Mm. Anyway, tea? No, the green one next to the Sprite. I wonder if that's Surge. Remember Surge?
I do remember Surge. It was like an energy drink, kind of.
It was soda, but it was like green. It looked like fucking...
Like Mountain Dew?
Yeah, it looked a little... I think it looked sicker than Mountain Dew, if I remember correctly.
Have you been to the Coca-Cola Museum?
No. Where is that?
It's in Georgia. I've been maybe 3 times. I really like it.
You love Coca-Cola. You love capitalism. You love big business. Why have you been to the Coca-Cola Museum 3 times? And have you learned anything new?
Of course not. But I think because I've shot in Georgia at least 3 times. And I think the first time I went with my reps who came to visit me. Second time I went with my cousin to do something. And the third time I took my partner. And I was like having a genuine good time each time I went. I think I like it because like everyone seems to be really happy there. And the person who introduces you to the museum is usually a teenager, and they're like so excited for their job, and they're always doing a really good job presenting the facts, and they do little quizzes with everybody before we get in there, and I'm like, oh my God, look at them. And then we get in there.
Oh my God, look at them.
I'm like, look at them at like public speaking at such a young age. And then you go in and there's like little movies where you can learn stuff about Coca-Cola.
Maybe I think I would like to go. My mother loved Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
She had a stash of Coke in the house that we were not allowed to drink. And I'm like an opposite person. So I'm surprised I don't like love Coke and drink it. But there's something like every time I see it, I'm like, ugh, my mom wouldn't want me to drink it. That's hers. And she'd been dead for so long.
It's still hers, though. She claimed it.
Yeah, it's still hers.
Yeah, I actually don't even drink Coca-Cola, but I'm a big fan of the museum.
But you love it? Wait, do you love Diet Coke?
I don't drink any soda.
When did that happen for you? As a teen or an adult?
As a teen.
Or a child?
I guess as a child, because my mom, I remember I played a lot of sports when I was younger, and my mom was like, if you drink, like, she was like, there was a kid at a different school who drank Coke or Pepsi or something after every soccer practice, and she died. And I was like, okay, well then I guess I'll never drink it. And I'm sure there were other reasons why this person died, but
nope,
it made
that's me- it. And that's why my mom died too. After soccer practice, she drank Coke, and she would pick me up after her soccer practice guzzling a Coke.
Maybe it was like she was drinking that instead of water. I don't know. But and my mom may not have even been trying to get me to never drink soda, but I really took that to heart and was like, I will never drink it. And so I
don't. I'll drink a ginger ale. But as far as like a fizzy thing.
Mm-hmm. Not for you.
Not for me.
And it's really interesting. Like there's Coke and there's Pepsi people.
Yes.
I'm a Coke person. I don't love Pepsi.
Yeah.
But if forced to drink it, I will.
I don't know if you'll ever be forced to drink
it. Yeah, I mean, if someone put a gun to my head and said, drink this Pepsi, I would. I don't think my mother would, though. I think she'd be like, no, go get me a Coke and I'll drink that.
Whoa.
That's how diehard she was.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what I love?
What?
Welch's grape soda mixed with vanilla ice cream.
Whoa.
It is a fucking treat, my dude.
That
it's
really
so good.
Also,
strawberry soda is really good. And for whatever reason, my mother told me that they didn't make it in New Jersey. I think they did. So I was only allowed to drink it when we were on vacation in Chicago.
That's fun, though. Nice little treat.
And I'd bring back a little six pack with me. And I'd ration them out.
From exotic Chicago.
Tea.
Oh, yeah. Smoothie.
Wine.
Sparkling water.
Ooh. Okay. This is tough. Because I love sparkling water, but I also love wine. Mm. And I love a specific smoothie from one place in Studio City.
So then
it's called a date smoothie. It's like peanut butter, banana, and like dates and maybe like almond milk, and it's so fucking good. It's from this place in Studio City called What a Peach. I hope they never go out of business. I choose wine.
I will choose tea. I like a tea.
You know, I like tea more and more. I had a tea over the weekend because I was so cold. and it warmed me up.
Yeah. It's really good to warm you up from the inside out.
Mm-hmm. Pick an appetizer.
Guacamole and chips.
That doesn't look like no guacamole I've ever seen.
Yeah, it looks like cucumbers.
Yeah, that's not for me. Hummus and bread.
Charcuterie board.
Spring rolls.
Calamari.
Nachos.
I know what you're going to pick.
Nachos.
Yeah, nachos.
I fucking love nachos, and I was promised nachos the other day, and it didn't happen, and I was irate. I couldn't believe it. I was like, what? You can't promise somebody nachos and then not give them nachos.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's okay. What are you picking?
Hummus and bread.
Oh, a Greek delicacy. Is hummus Greek? No.
I think so. I feel like yes.
Or is it?
It's always on the plate when I order a meal from a Greek place.
It is. Yeah, but also it might be a Middle Eastern dish.
Hummus was likely created in the Middle East and eventually found its way to Greece. Okay.
Cancel me. I was wrong.
Wow. You got to learn. Educate yourself.
I know. Educate myself. Ugh. Pick another appetizer. Oh, my God. Appetizer. I said that so strangely. I'm having trouble.
That's okay. Bruschetta.
Mozzarella sticks.
Kebabs.
Pizza pinwheels.
Oh. See, you okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay. We could take a minute if you need.
No, I think I'm okay. I think I'm hungry. I think I'm getting excited.
You're just salivating. Just words aren't
so
coming out.
To see pictures of food.
Brie and puff pastry bites.
Mini burgers. Okay. Normally, I think I would go for a mini burger, but I gotta say, mini burgers, sliders are usually so dry.
That is true.
And it's so upsetting, you know? you're like, oh, I'm getting a tiny hamburger. But then it's just like dry and you're like, well, that wasn't worth it. Sure, yeah. It was cute, but it wasn't satisfying.
I'm not here for aesthetic.
No, I'm here to fucking fill up.
Yeah.
I'm going to say a kebab.
I'm going to say... I actually might do a mini burger.
Wow, and you're going to take a chance?
I'm going to take a chance, make a change, and break away.
And break away. Wow.
Hopefully it's the moist mini burger. We'll see.
I really hope so. Why don't people like the word moist? I think it adequately describes things.
I don't know. I guess moist. I guess.
People are like, oh, don't say it. I'm like, grow up.
Yeah, freaking
is it moist
grow
or
up.
Not?
Yeah. Is it slightly wet?
Yeah. Or not? Yeah. Do you want me to say that?
Slightly
hey,
wet.
How's your burger? Is it slightly wet?
Yeah, that's way worse. Let me say yeah. moist.
Ooh, this bread, slightly wet. Mm-hmm.
Also, the mozzarella sticks reminded me of this tweet because, again, stays online. And there was a tweet that said, hey, do you want 12 cheese sticks? And someone was like, ew, gross, no way. And they're like, what if we covered it in bread? Oh, absolutely. Yes, please.
I mean, yeah, if you think about mozzarella sticks, they're wild.
Yeah, it's just like breaded string cheese.
And then deep fried. And then they're like, hey, dip it in some tomato. Have a mm-hmm. nice time.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
I once did a scene. I think it was me and Jacob Wysocki. And the prop person, Charlie, came out and was like, hey, I need you guys not to eat any more mozzarella sticks. You guys have eaten 36. And I just don't have that many more. And we were like, oh, no. Oopsies.
Oopsies. Maybe the boxes each had 18. So maybe you went through two boxes and he's like, 36 are gone.
I'd like to think that he was like, 40 is too many for any human. And
I Jacob had
stopped and I
were
before
like, that.
We were like, nah, we're going to do it. We're going to finish him.
Pick a salad.
Strawberry balsamic.
Garden salad.
Shrimp salad. What's a shrimp salad?
I guess it's just a salad with shrimp in it, on it. You know?
Yeah, but like, is there cheese? What kind of salad is mm-hmm. it? I've never heard of a shrimp salad.
I think it's, I don't know. Maybe it's a
wait,
Caesar,
go up.
Is it a Caesar
I know
salad?
What a strawberry balsamic. It's like, there's strawberries in there and cheese and stuff and balsamic. A garden salad's like a normal salad. What the fuck is a shrimp salad? Is it like potato salad? Is there mayonnaise in it?
It from this picture, it looks like a Caesar salad with shrimp on top of it.
No, it doesn't. There's tomatoes in it. There's no tomatoes in a Caesar salad, Sashir. Come on.
Well, this
Come
is a shrimp
on.
Salad, and that's why it's different.
Okay, so maybe a shrimp salad is a Caesar salad with just tomatoes and shrimp.
Maybe.
I mean, have you ever heard of a shrimp salad?
No.
From what I can find, it says a shrimp salad is usually made of perfectly cooked or chilled shrimp, crunchy celery and scallions, and a flavor-packed creamy dressing. And then you scoop it with, like, you can put it, like, in a croissant, or you can, like, scoop it with a chip or something like that. But it's almost like the chicken salad version of shrimp. Maybe.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Does that answer your question?
I guess. But yeah. This doesn't look like I'm scooping it with a cracker.
No, this does look like a salad with shrimp on top.
Yeah. Okay.
Caesar salad.
A caprese salad.
Cobb salad.
I want to love a Cobb salad, but I do not like the hard-boiled egg in it. And I do not like blue cheese.
So you don't like a Cobb salad?
You're right. I think I don't. I love a caprese salad because it's not a salad.
No, it's not.
It's cheese and tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
A little basil. It's so good. Oh, what are you going to pick?
I think I'm going to pick the strawberry balsamic.
Whoa, with the feta cheese?
Yeah, I like feta.
I don't think I like feta.
It's better.
No. Boo.
Pick a main dish.
Spaghetti and a meatball.
Veggie burger.
Oh, I know what you're picking. Salmon dish.
Cold noodle bowl with tofu.
Mushroom pizza.
Teriyaki chicken bento box.
What are you going to pick this year?
This is really tough for me, but I think I'm going to go with the salmon dish. Judy's already hovering over it. Yes, I'm going to pick the salmon dish.
You love salmon.
I do. I love salmon.
I like teriyaki chicken, and that's what I'm going to pick.
Nice.
Ugh, I love teriyaki chicken. Did you know that about me?
I don't think I did, actually.
It's good. Pick another main dish.
Steak and fries.
Tomato soup as a main.
Chicken Alfredo.
Ramen.
Enchiladas.
Carnitas tacos. Ooh, this is tough. I love taco. Mm-hmm. I'm new to ramen. Love ramen.
Yeah.
Chicken Alfredo. Yum, yum, yum. Don't mind if I do. Steak and fries. Well, that's a classic.
Uh-huh. So then.
Gee whiz.
Golly gee.
Gosh darn. I think I'm going to pick the steak and fries.
Of course you are. I can't believe that wasn't a quick decision.
Well, I really love ramen.
Wow. I'm so glad.
I love it. It's so good. Emily Heller introduced me to ramen because I was like, I don't like soup. She's like, you might like ramen. And then I was like, wow, this is soup, but there's chunkums. Lots of chunkums.
Lots of chunkums.
And I love me a chunk.
Oh. Yeah. I think I'll do ramen.
Can I have some?
Yeah, we can share.
Okay, thank you.
Pick another main dish?
Yes, wow. We're getting filled. Well, Sashir, remember, we're at a buffet. Buffets have multiple mains.
Oh, that's so true.
That's the glory of a buffet. You don't have to choose one main. You can keep going back and getting exactly what you want. Okay.
That's true.
Pepperoni pizza.
Pho.
I've never had pho, but that looks fun.
It does.
Butter chicken.
I just had that.
It's so good.
It's so good. Dumplings.
Ugh. Dumplings are also so good. Burrito.
Roast chicken with roasted veggies.
I feel like it should be roasted chicken. What's chicken?
That's why I had trouble reading that. Because I was like, roast chicken. Interesting.
Oh my God. Defund BuzzFeed. Okay. I think I'm going to go with that butter chicken, baby.
Nice. I'm going to do the pepperoni pizza.
I knew you were. You love pizza.
I love pizza. Have you ever been to a Cece's pizza?
That's a buffet?
That is a buffet. That's a pizza buffet. With all kinds of pizza.
I think I went one time. And I don't know why my mother wouldn't bring me back there. And if I remember correctly, Pizza Hut just had a salad bar. And they had this blueberry pizza dessert that was delicious.
Now, this one's a different CC's. We're looking for CC with an I. CC's, two I's.
Yeah.
There.
CI.
Anything is pizzable. Oh, I love this place.
Well, should we go to a Cece's Pizza?
Yeah. Are they even in LA? I thought it was this Midwest thing.
Find your Cece's.
Let's find our Cece's.
Where's our Cece's? Ooh, they have a lot. Oh, they don't have none in California.
Damn.
That's crazy.
Right?
Well, what state's closest to us? Arizona?
Yeah. Well, no. It looks like no, actually.
Where's New Vegas? No. Where's Las Vegas? Oh, my God.
Nevada? Not Nevada.
The closest might be New Mexico or Colorado. Yeah.
Colorado?
Yeah, that's just a skip away.
Oh my God.
For a pizza buffet?
For a pizza buffet? Well, that's wild. I guess we're not going to go to a CC.
Not anytime
soon. Sorry about that. Pizza Hut used to have this like pizza dessert at the salad bar. It was like a blueberry pizza dessert.
Ooh.
Am I making this up?
No,
Judith, do you mind? I ain't gonna know. Did Pizza Hut used to have a pizza dessert? There were several different topping options that you could find, including apple cherry. The dessert pizza was often featured with a streusel top, making them even more delectable. Sadly, you won't find dessert pizzas on the Pizza Hut menu anymore.
Oh, wow. No.
That wow. is sad. I mean, bring it back. Pizza Hut, bring that back. Applebee's, bring back the apple chimney cheesecake, please.
The people want it.
This person wants it. Pick a side dish.
Coleslaw.
Ugh, beans.
Mac and cheese.
That looks dry as fuck. Miso soup.
Cabbage roll.
What the fuck is a cabbage roll? Kimchi.
Oh. Yes, kimchi. I thought you were answering your own question. What is a cabbage roll? Kimchi. No, kimchi is another option. I see.
Yeah, kimchi is a different option. That cabbage roll looked sick.
Cabbage roll. Ground pork or beef is mixed with sauteed caramelized onion and rice stuffed in a cabbage leaf, pickled sauerkraut, kraut leaf, or a grape leaf. Okay.
That's not for me.
Yeah, and that's okay.
Yeah, that's for other people. I'm gonna pick that dry ass mac and cheese.
I will have.
Do you like beans? Are you a bean girl?
I'll eat a bean. Yeah.
So you fuck with legumes?
Yeah, I like legumes. Maybe I'll have beans.
Ew. If I ever saw you slopping up beans, you wouldn't hear the end of it. I don't think I've ever seen you slop up beans.
What about at a barbecue?
I mean, like I think I've eaten barbecue with you, and I don't think I've ever seen you slop up beans.
Well, I think maybe the barbecues we're going to, people aren't really making beans like that. But I feel like I definitely eat beans like when my family makes beans for different holidays or whatever.
Your family be making beans for the holidays?
We're a legume family.
I've never had holiday beans.
Never baked beans.
I've never had holiday beans.
With like pork in it or something?
No, I've never had holiday beans.
What about black eyed peas? Which are peas, I guess, technically.
Yeah, you have them on New Year's.
Yeah, exactly.
My mother would make them every New Year's. Maybe I'll make them. No, I won't be home. What are you? Are you going to pick beans?
I think I'll pick beans.
You bean freak.
Oh my God. I'm not going to take this.
Pick another side dish.
Fries.
Rice.
Egg rolls.
Buffalo cauliflower.
Edamame.
Potato salad. I haven't thought about buffalo cauliflower in a while. It really took the fast casual dining scene by storm.
Yeah, it sure did.
It was on like every menu.
Are you reporting this to somewhere? Like, is this like a news segment? Really took the fast casual scene by storm.
This is Nicole from ABC 11. And, it did. It was like on every menu.
Yeah.
You couldn't escape buffalo cauliflower.
Big cauliflower was taking over.
I think I'm going to do fries.
I will, I think I'll also do fries.
I do love a fry.
Finally, pick a dessert.
Cheesecake.
Baklava.
Cupcake.
Those are cute little cupcakes.
A
macaron.
Donut.
Ice cream sundae.
Ooh, that looks nasty, that ice cream sundae. That's what I want.
Okay.
Oof.
I think I'm going to do a cute little cupcake.
Aw.
I like them. You pop them in, and then you're done.
What is this? What? Oh, we're in a family. Oh, I was like, what the
totally
fuck
forgot
is this?
What this? Yeah, can you actually just eat a buffet and we'll reveal which Disney family you belong in?
Pretty okay. funny.
This is this year's.
I'm in the Incredibles family. This is an epic family for an epic person. Are you a brave, confident, fearless risk taker? Not really. Then this family is for you. Boring family functions are not your thing. Dinner? No, thank you. Bungee jumping? Bring it on!
I can't believe for Reed Moore was just bring it on.
That's very funny.
I mean, weren't you Mrs. Incredible at Disney?
I was, yeah. So I guess they already knew. They could tell. They could read my energy.
They knew. Okay, so I'm the family from The Lady and the Tramp. I didn't even know there was a family. Wasn't it just the two dogs? This is the perfect family for all those who appreciate the finer things in life. Yes, I do. And love all things traditional and sophisticated. I don't know. Pasta dinner nightly? Yes, please. Cute holiday decor? Always, of course.
Okay. You love right. pasta.
I do love pasta. I also really do like that they made that dog look like a boy and they made that dog look like a girl.
I know really her ears are like long, wavy, as like their hair.
I mean, like, creating these characters, like, what were the notes? Make her ears look more like hair.
Probably.
We got to make this dog look fuckable.
Yeah, I don't want to fuck this dog yet, so you got to go back to the drawing board.
And then they come back and there's tits on her and they're like, too much.
This is a kid's
Actually,
movie.
She kind of does. She kind of, if you look.
Yeah, her chest is very pronounced.
Yeah, that's wild.
It is weird.
And then the boy dog kind of has a muscle arm.
Yeah, he has like biceps.
Disney's sick.
I mean, I do feel like Disney is solely responsible for like kids growing up wanting to like sexually objectify animals. Not in real life, but you know, cartoons.
I mean, I think most of us think the beast is hotter as a beast and not as a human.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's Disney's fault. Because they could have made him cuter as a human and they chose not to.
Yeah, it is very
Isn't
strange.
Isn't that wild?
Like, why did you choose to draw him that way? There must have been so many meetings.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Should we answer a question?
Jordan has a question.
Can I? Judith, can I share something really fast?
What?
I found the dumbest article. It's so stupid. So I found Disney's hottest animated animal characters ranked.
Oh my
okay
God. The scientific explanation for the thinking I mean, they're sexy.
That scene where Nala and Simba are tumbling, Nala is giving bedroom eyes.
She really is. She's like,
look at her
hither.
She's like, come on. Okay. Bernard from The Rescuers. Let's do the
I'm
top
sorry.
10.
Yeah, like, what? We're really scraping the bottom of the barrel here.
Okay, number 10, Lady in the Tramp.
She's absolutely stunning. Has long, curly brown ears that swish when she walks and a shiny blue-gold collar. Despite her refined upbringing, she has a warm personality that shines through her big, expressive eyes.
Oh, my
okay.
God.
Hot Tiger from Zootopia. Oh, he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is hot. He leaves a lasting impression. Hot Tiger is thick and muscular. We only see him traveling on Zootopia's public transportation for a few seconds, but that's enough to leave us fantasizing. Oh, my God.
Nick Wilde from Zootopia, the fox.
I don't know about that.
He has a sly smile and a mischievous wit. I can see that.
All right. Nala, the Lion King, is number 7.
Yeah, definitely.
With her regal presence and sleek looks, Nala is a queen long before she takes a seat next to Simba on the throne. While she's a beautiful lion with golden fur and hypnotic green eyes, Nala is so attractive. Is her feminine strength and confidence. Ooh, yes.
Simba's number 6. He's
I can't
my
believe
number
he's
1,
number
honestly.
6. Yeah. Yeah.
Part brooding lion Hamlet, part goofball embracing the Hakuna Matata lifestyle. Simba is one of the dreamiest beasts on the African savanna.
Wow. What? Basil, the great mouse detective, is number 5. Ride or die for Basil. Sure, he's only a few inches tall, but he's the sexiest British accent. Get out of here.
What? Oh, this is for absolutely my crush. Roxanne from A Goofy Movie.
Is that Disney, though?
Yeah.
Oh. She's hot.
She's hot.
She's thick.
Roxanne is a true girl next door. Even though she's popular and impossibly gorgeous, her kind-hearted demeanor and sporty style make her seem approachable. That's all we want, is someone who's hot but approachable.
I also like that she has cankles. Like, whoever drew her was like, okay, cankles are hot and I'll prove it to you.
And I'm sold.
They're hot on her.
Yeah.
Beret Girl, an extremely goofy movie. I don't think I've seen an extremely goofy movie.
That one's pretty good, too. It's really funny. It's when Max goes to college. So this is like Max's college girlfriend.
Wow, she is hot. I don't want to just be with Beret Girl. I wanted to be her. Beret Girl oozes a hip sophistication with her all black ensemble. Maybe I'll watch that tonight.
Maybe I will, too. Oh, Kovu's hot too.
Kovu
from Lion King 2, Simba's Pride. Yeah. Kovu is the ultimate bad boy. Mm-hmm. The tortured emo son of Scar's disciple Zira just wants to be understood. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
oh,
Robin Hood from Robin Hood. People really, really go hard for Robin Hood. And I'm just so on him.
I think people have like something for like a sneaky fox. I don't know.
Maybe. He's a bad boy with good intentions. Steals from the rich and gives to the poor. I don't know. Where's Aladdin? Where was he on that? I love Aladdin.
Or Jasmine.
Well, no, this was just the animal characters. This.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah. I absolutely forgot.
Oh, yes.
We can find another article that ranks like all the princesses and princes.
Well, I'm glad Flounder wasn't on there because Flounder's a child.
I'm also glad Flounder wasn't on.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be black today. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. Should we answer a question?
Yeah. We probably only have time for one.
Hi, Nicole and Sashir. I have a friendship question. My pronouns are she, her, as are my friends. I have this friend Alice. We used to be super close. We spent some holidays with each other's family when we couldn't afford to fly home, and I still chat with her mom sometimes. A few years ago, Alice was packing for a cross-country move, and we were talking on the phone, and I said something that upset her. I honestly don't remember exactly what it was. I thought it was a joke, but apparently I hit a nerve. Every time I tried to apologize, call, text, a literal handwritten letter, I got no response. So I figured, friendship over, which was rough, but you can't force someone to be friends with you. I could accept that and move on.
Except it wasn't over. After about 6 months of no contact, Alice started sending me memes on Instagram. Just 1 to 2 a week. This sounds innocuous, but we used to be really good friends. And I know for a fact that she keeps a mental list of people to keep in touch with to like maintain her circle or something. I never really understood it, but it always felt like a sales/political mindset to me. And I'm apparently on that list. The kicker is that I don't really love animals, which she knows, and 9 out of 10 of these reels she'll send are cute animals of some sort. Theoretically, they should be universally beloved, which is why I know she sends the same one to multiple people, but they're not beloved by me. It's been about 3 years of this. And it hurts my feelings every time I get a bunny video because it's just a reminder that we're not really friends anymore. I don't know what to do because it's literally just a reel in my inbox a few times a week, but I actively hate it. Every notification makes me feel bad. I want to tell her just be my friend or don't, but don't keep me in this weird acquaintance limbo, but we really don't talk anymore. So that feels insane to do. I also send her reels back. Am I just enabling this by responding? Please help me. Thanks.
So they've been in friendship limbo for 3 years?
Yeah.
I know on Instagram you can like hide new messages, I think, or like block, or like they send the message but you just don't see it. So you could do that if you really don't want to have the conversation. Because if you've made your peace not being friends with this person, I guess I'm like, why open a can of worms and be like, what's going on?
Yeah, that's true. Because it's like, what would be the goal by having a talk with this person to be like, why are you sending me memes but not talking to me about what happened? Yeah, I think you can mute a conversation.
Yeah, I would do that. I would just mute it.
Because it also doesn't sound like this person even needs you to respond. If they're just sending blanket general bunny videos to everybody they have ever met, it doesn't sound like they're waiting for your response. They're not waiting for like a haha or like a conversation. So maybe, yeah, if you mute them, maybe they won't notice.
And then maybe if they do notice and they're like, oh, they're not sending me memes back, maybe they'll be the one to be like, why aren't you sending memes back? And you could be like, well, we got into that fight. We're not really talking anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
This one's a little tough for me because, I mean, honestly, me personally, I would just ignore it. I would just be like, I don't want to see this anymore. So I would just not.
I think that's what I would do, too. Unless you genuinely miss this person. But I think I'd also be like very confused that she went no contact and then 6 months later just started sending very generic memes to me.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Yeah, because if I did do something that bothered my friend, I would just want them to tell me, especially after I apologized profusely, even with a handwritten letter. Are you kidding me? I don't even write things anymore with my hand. It hurts.
I've never seen, you know, in the last 3 years, I've never seen Sashir write a thing down.
I can't hold a pen anymore.
She can't hold anything.
I'm not dexterous like that anymore. Is that the word?
Yeah, she has no more dexterity.
I just fall right out of my fingers.
A bucket because she can't even hold a fork.
I just put the food right on a plate and I eat it like a trough.
And then tilt it. And I hit the bottom of it to help it go in her mouth.
So if I put a pen in my hand and I mold my fingers around it in such a painful manner to scribble out a letter for you and you don't respond to me, it's done.
Yeah, I think that's a wrap. I think we just mute this conversation and then in a month see if they've written you something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Get rid of. Yeah. You don't got it. You don't. You don't got it. Yep. You don't got it.
You don't got it.
You don't got to respond is what I was trying to say. Oh, but I my see. Brain just stopped.
Yeah. All right.
We did it.
We did it. Solved. If you have any questions or queries, you can email NicoleandSashir@gmail.com or call or text or leave a voice memo at 424-645-7003.
If you want to rep us with merch, we got it at badasswack.com/bestfriends.
If you want to read instead of listen to our episodes, we got it. Check them out on our show page at earwolf.com.
If you think we're all that in a bag of chips, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. It's the easiest way to support these chips.
All right, my sister.
Yes, girl.
Bye.
Bye.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar, discover legendary tastes with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out.
Yada yada.
And bye.
You don't take yada yada in life. Don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.